Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Hey there, it's Melissa.
Hi. Hey, can you hold on 1 second? I'm just actually expecting another. No, I'm just joking. Hey, buddy.
You just keep me on hold for like 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
da, 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 da. Well, I like that you think that's what my hold music would be.
Yes. That's exactly. When I think of, when I get a picture of you in my head, that's your soundtrack.
Melissa.
Dionne Warwick.
Wait, what's Brad's hold music?
Oh, geez. Oompa Loompa Doompity Doo. Now.
No, but boy, it's. I'm thinking like early 90s rap for you. That's just where I went.
Darn right. You know what? I will take that compliment happily. Like little California love, little Tupac. Because when you think white dwarf from Orange County, you think gangsta.
Yeah, or at least Skee-Lo.
Good reference. I wish I was a little bit taller.
You're the worst.
That's his one hit song.
You knew what you were doing.
You knew.
You know what's so funny?
Richard, I've been plotting for weeks.
When you called, we were waiting. We were alerted that you were calling next, and so a call though came in like 2 seconds right before you, and so I hit record, and we were like, "Hello," and then it was like, "Hello, this is Hyatt. You've been received a notice to come stay at our hotel," and we were like, "Fuck, that doesn't sound like Melissa."
Well, yes, of course.
Oh, that's my second job. I've got a Hyatt. Listen, just hear me out.
Oh, God.
It's a beautiful place, a residence or temporary stay at business, home, family, travel.
I'm a La Quinta guy through and through.
I get like 3,000, like at our house, we get those calls all day. Like, I don't know. I would do anything to get off that list.
And so how do we?
Like, you stayed with us last year, and we know you loved your vacation spot. I was like, I didn't. I haven't vacationed in 7 years. Thanks for bringing it up.
And they're like, we got your email. They're like, I didn't give it to you. Well, we snuck into your room while you were sleeping and used your hand to write it down. You're like, that's not legal.
Do you,
I touched your mouth just a little bit.
Do swab sample.
Do you ever mess with people that call you like that?
No, but my dad always used to do this thing, and I was like, and it really bothered me. I was like, Dad, no, don't do that, because I did not have the barrage of calls coming in at that time because I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd always be like, hello. He'd go, oh yeah, hang on, and click. Halfway through, as if he was interested, and then hang up.
Oh.
And I was like, Dad, he goes, well, I don't want to yell at him, and I also don't want to hear him. So it was his way to not be me, but I always was like, no, don't. And now I just hang up right away, because we also get like 15 a day, so, and they're mostly recordings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you don't even have the nerve, like, if you don't have the gumption to, like, dial yourself and make the call, I don't feel bad hanging up on like your pre-recorded message.
Absolutely.
I 1,000% agree.
And now they have these messages that like try to suck you in, where you answer and it goes, hello, I remember seeing you last week. And and they try to be so familiar, and then they go into the pitch.
Yeah. How's your mom's friend Pam? Is she still married? You're like, what? How did you say that word?
Holy Christ, Pam is married.
Yeah, how did you know?
Looking into my soul.
They're watching everything.
Hey, Melissa, speaking of your pops, I know they just stay with you for like, was it like 5 months?
Like 5 or 6 months.
That's unbelievable. And you know, I saw
it,
you
so fun.
I saw you talk about it on Kimmel, and I was like, I want to get to that point, because like that does, I love how much you loved it. And I was like, I think like, A, just like getting to a point to where, because your house is the shit, and it's like, and so A, like who wouldn't want to stay there for 5 months? And but like, I don't know, it just sounds really pleasant to just have them around, right?
Well, I mean, I have not lived in the same city with them since I was 18.
That's crazy.
Like I left for school and I never, so I couldn't, I mean, they visit all the time and we see each other, but it's not the same as being like, do you want to go get coffee? Do you want to drink? I'm going to the grocery store.
Yes.
Do you want to come with me? Just like the amount of dumb stuff that we did together on a daily basis was like, it was just so fun. Cause you know, my folks,
yeah,
they're just like they're easy and kind of fun. And just want to, like my dad was going up to Lake Castaic all the time. And my mom just wanted to go to Pechanga and like hit the penny slots.
Yes.
All she cared about. They were like, we're driving to Pechanga. I'm like, oh my God.
That's so great. Did you wait? Now, last time you were on, which by the way, thanks for making time and squeezing us in.
This absolutely.
Is the coolest.
They said it was a different Adam. It wasn't a different Adam.
Yeah, they told you it was the Adam from Man vs. Food, and you got very excited about that.
Yes. I was like, oh, wonderful.
But you said last time that you, because we were joking about your dad, I don't know if he just had a, was like a squirrel attack, or he was, something about squirrels, and we were joking about, because you were building the house, and you were going to put up a room for him, specially lined with squirrel wallpaper.
Oh, but yeah.
But what was
it's
the...
It's there.
It is
it's,
there?
It's just, it's in one of the, there's a guest room, and the bathroom has squirrel wallpaper.
That's incredible.
And the first time he went in, I was just like staring at him, waiting for him to go. And I keep getting him, like, I got him a weird like squirrel door knocker for his house, and I got like a squirrel bobblehead. Like at some point I have to pull out of it, but right now, until he stops trapping and transporting squirrels to the local park, he's not going to stop getting weird like squirrel things from me.
Yeah.
I love it. That's got to be for you probably even the best part about having a little bit of extra money now is not even the security of a nice house, not even the cars or anything like that, or good things for your children, is just being able to spend money to mess with people.
You have squirrel money.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna blow it before my kids need college money, but I will have done like some pretty great bits, and most of them will involve squirrels.
Yeah, Mom, I can't go to school. True, but look what Grandpa gets to ride in—a life-size squirrel mobile.
I've had it carved out of titanium. Isn't that amazing? It actually just like it like runs on nuts or something.
Your behind the music is going to be incredible. It's not going to be heroin.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy, where are they now? that's a great segue in your party. It was the last time I saw you, which was bonkers. And
what were you wearing?
I wore a
Did you tell the people what you're wearing?
Yes. Do you remember? Is that why you're bringing it up?
Yeah, it was shockingly.
All right, so I walked in. You can buy these. I'm saying it as if like other people are going to do this. I probably am the only person who's kept that business alive. So you can
this is your tips and tricks segment, right?
Yeah. Now, for the listeners, the holiday season's coming up. And if you want to really separate yourself at the party and make a grand entrance, which if you want to get Melissa McCarthy's attention right away, wear one of those horses that looks like, basically you pull it up and then it looks like you're riding the horse. So your legs...
You got one of those?
It has fake legs dangling below the horse.
It is amazing. And also, it looks a little... Yes, it may look like you're riding it. It also kind of looks like one's coming out of the center of your abdomen. like it's like an alien creature, and like the horse's limbs are really like loose, so it may or may not have passed away. Like, it's just an amazing effect. There's like so many things hit you at once.
Well, that, I love that you said that, because it was there was an air thing attached to it that had to keep it pumped up.
Yeah,
so there was a point throughout the night when you saw me and then you were just like, you looked at me and you got visibly sad. I think I wanted to film this reaction and put it on your reel, because it was a brilliant performance. You look at me and you go, did it die? And you're like, do we need to have a funeral? And I was like, I think, and then I looked down and I didn't realize, and the horse was just like,
sad pony.
Yeah, it was a sad pony.
Does it come in Shetland pony? Because that's the only way it would work for me.
You know what? Anything's possible. God. We can Yelp review them. But how you're a big theme party like you like that aspect of it, yeah?
I really do, especially during like the holiday season when there's so many parties where you have to get dressed up or you have to do all this stuff for work. I just like it because there's just no way not to make it dumb. Like everybody looks kind of like an idiot.
But perfect.
I feel like when everyone looks like an idiot, lovingly said, with all the affection I have, you can also talk to anybody. So it's like, it doesn't matter if you don't know that person. You're both wearing like leather chaps and a duster. Like, you can go talk to them, because somebody's going to look like even crazier than you.
Oh,
I just feel like it's like, I don't know why I get such a kick out of it.
And then of course there's always the scene where someone walks up to the person in leather chaps and a duster and goes, "Way to go for the theme," and they go, "Theme?"
I know, how dare you? How dare you?
That was crazy.
You showed me a video of Melissa riding a mechanical bull, not a euphemism. And that was...
I wish it was. It was actually just happening. And it was less riding and more of me just falling off.
Well, that was, I mean...
Like, I could not get on that bull. I know. He sent that video to me and I was like, destroy that or I'll murder you. Yeah. It's just me. First of all, you're standing on... First of all, I had many drinks.
Yeah, yes. That's the only way to get on that thing, though. I went on, like, still somewhat sober and I was trying too hard. And then I hurt myself. It's like, nobody wants to watch somebody really try to do it.
I didn't have the height. Like, you're standing on a huge marshmallow, so if you get up on it and you're thrown, you don't die.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on unlevel ground, and then the horse is like on a crazy angle, and I thought, like, well, I'm strong, I can get up on it and hold on. You can't do it. And then I also could not stand straight. So I finally got onto it for, like, I would say less than 2 seconds, and I finally got up and I was like, hey, I did it. And I just fell right off the other side.
And I will say this about you.
Tragic.
Yeah. And I will say this about you, Melissa.
My horse died again when it fell off.
No one falls funnier than you. You have a way of just, and I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing.
Blessing. Blessing.
Because
oh my god,
we were watching.
It's like extra. Is it extra sad? That's how I like it.
Well, like, we were watching the trailer for your upcoming film that's coming out Friday today. Life of the Party, and there's a scene where you're lighting a bunch of things on fire, and you do a full back roll. And it's just, it's unbelievable. I think there's players in the NFL that would go, I can't do that.
I just think there's some, it's like, because I'm a monster, when someone falls, once they know that they're not, like, actually injured, the initial, I think a lot of people do it. There's something about just seeing someone take such an awkward fall or a stumble, or, like, even if somebody just, like drags their toe and makes that, like, stutter step, it destroys me. Like, it's the funniest. I become like a shitty 11-year-old that's like, like, I know it's terrible. Sometimes I feel awful about it.
Sure.
But if they're not hurt.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Wait.
Once they know they're not hurt, it's fine. But, like, sometimes I do it beforehand, but I'm like, I'm just nervous. I'm nervous if you're hurt. And I'm laughing. And they're like, I was coming up the subway, this is eons ago in New York, and my friend, during rush hour, was just, like, packed with people. He fell, and it was on the steps coming up toward the street, and he arched back so hard trying to, like, pull out of the fall that it made him fall really slowly.
Oh, no.
And I mean, he fell all the way down, like, legs, belly, face on those dirty steps. And then I started laughing so hard that I was bent over, and I couldn't stand up, and I was holding onto the railing because I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna fall. I'm like, no. And this woman finally, and we're holding up all these people, and a woman finally passed us and turns around and looks at me and she goes, well, I'd hate to have friends like you.
And that,
instead of helping him up, I was just like, and I was having like a full conniption, like I couldn't help him, and then it's like it turned on me, and I couldn't even get myself up. It was like so terrible.
And that woman who screamed that out, Glenn Close,
guys.
She can be so mean sometimes.
We were just talking about our love of Glenn Close.
She's the greatest. Yeah, she's like on a weird list for me of like people I'd love to act alongside.
She's amazing. I've met her a couple times, and it's hard to pull out of, like, oh my god, you're Glenn Close. But she was so nice and really cool. I mean, we talk about her in, it's funny, in the movie we have a whole run on Glenn Close.
Are you serious?
Really?
It's like how much we love her, all of her movies. Yeah, Jesse Ennis is just like, wants to, they're trying to come up with a nickname for my character.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, D-Rock, D-Steady, blah, blah, blah. And Jesse Ennis goes, or Glenn. For Glenn Close. I love Glenn Close. And then we just talk about Glenn Close for like a good chunk. And I was like, that was just kind of Jesse and I literally having a serious conversation about our love for Glenn Close that ends up in the movie.
Oh, that's, by the way, the cameras are rolling.
What?
Is that, now that's, I mean, this is, you and Ben wrote this. By the way, it looks like another McCarthy Crusher comedy. It looks so
it was so fucking funny.
And such a great premise and such a great part for you. And like the cast looks dope. And
the cast is awesome.
And Ben directed this one again, yeah?
Ben directed it. And this one was just, they're always really fun. And I love them. I mean, that's why we keep doing them.
Yeah.
It's like a dream. But boy, something about this one was just, there was like a lightness to it. And it was that cast, that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Was so fun. Like, you know, Matt Walsh and Julie Bowen are just like, they're the best human beings at being like the worst human beings.
Oh, I mean, Matt.
That scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
No one's more hateable than Matt Walsh.
Oh.
With all the love I have.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming from that world of Veep where it's just, they say the most despicable yet hilarious things to each other. And he just kind of brings that skill set into this film. Just in the preview when he's got the earring, the scene with you, him, and then you have
Maya
Rudolph with the uppercut insult. Yeah. So great.
I mean, there's a 9 minute. I mean, that whole scene with Maya is like crazy.
Yeah,
and we have,
is she like you where she can just riff for hours?
She can say everything out of her mouth is crazy. That's, it's so awesome. Funny. But there's a 9 minute version of just her completely eviscerating Steve Mallory, who plays Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there, and I literally was like, Steve, you have to wear this white, you have to wear like a cream turtleneck. And he's like, why? I'm like, because I think it will anger Maya. And I put him in a cream-colored like mock turtleneck and like a sport coat, and he looked like such a tool in it. And I was like, "You're perfect." And Maya does, and Ben has it. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. There is a 9 minute,
oh my god,
nonstop scene of Maya just railing on Steve Mallory, and it goes on forever. And she never said, at one point she talks about like, "I want to dice you up in my kitchen, cook you with mushrooms and onions," and she goes through all these ingredients, and she's like, "Just so I can get to turn off the oven and then dump you into the carpet." It's so sadistic and crazy, and she just went for nine. And I was, Ben was showing it to me before, I think the next day I had ADR for the movie, yeah. So I was just looping some stuff, and I was laughing so hard that I started doing this like weird bark. Like I was literally like, he's like, turn it off, she's going to blow her voice, because I had to work the next day, and I literally was like, a weird sound was coming out of my body because of Maya, and I was like, I've never heard that noise before, and it was not voluntary.
Man, you could just put a camera on you and Maya Rudolph in a Burger King.
Oh,
and
shit.
and that would be a hit movie.
There it is. Brad's pitching. Oh. Brad's pitching movies.
That's my next idea.
And then
right,
if it's like I went and had a like a Whopper and I made a movie, I'm like, I got this thing.
Yeah.
I got this thing figured out.
You, Maya, I play the bouncer of the play place. Perfect.
Sure. You're in a hairnet. That's all.
Did you have just being around the college environment? Because you went to Joliet Catholic Academy, right? In Joliet, Illinois. No, St. Francis Academy.
No, I went to St. Francis.
That's right.
Merged, but it was right. St. Francis Academy.
Right. So, did what about the college experience? I don't know. Came flashing back, good or bad?
Well, that was my high school. I went to Southern Illinois University, kind of.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
Fact check right there.
This has been our interview with Melissa Etheridge.
Which interview was that? That was the last one she did with me. No, it's like I was on this, I didn't have it together in college, but I mean, it is kind of, there's some kind of wistful thinking of, I'd love to go back and go to classes.
Oh yeah.
Just like, I mean, now it seems like it would be the biggest luxury in the world to just like sit through lectures and like just learn new stuff. And
Isn't that so weird that like now as an adult you're like, college sounds amazing now if I don't have to like go to a job or something.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did
and the time I was just like, oh, this is the worst.
Were there
really?
Were some of the kids in the cast like? Were they giving you like not tips, but just like describing like how college? Because some of the kids are pretty young who are in the cast, yeah.
Yeah, they're like early, like I want to say Jen, like summer. Molly Gordon was probably 21, 22 at the time.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I mean, really, truly, like I could have been their mom, which was like kind of terrifying when I figured that out. Which, by the way, was not through my own common sense. There was something. We were just talking and we got along, but like it was sometime in the first week, and I was telling some story, and I was like, I don't know, they're like our age, so they should know better.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking, and I said something else about our age. And then someone pulled me aside afterwards and was like, hey, when you say our age to someone who's like 21, they know, they're fully aware you're not the same age as them. And I was like, well, I mean, we're not. I mean, I meant like in general. They're like, you're more than twice her age. Like, oh, no. And it like all like it didn't, because I'm not, you know, it's like I'm kind of oblivious to age. I don't really care or think about it. But when someone was like, no, you literally could be Molly's mom, like by a landslide. But like a decade. I was like, oh my God.
It really made me think. It's perfect timing too. It's coming out Mother's Day weekend, and
I know it feels right.
Yeah, it does. And it definitely, like, you look like you're playing just such like the ultimate mom, where it's like so like brass, but like super lovingly, and like, also kind of like gonna go to the beat of her own drum. Like it reminds
it's
very
a lot of my mom. I wanted to keep, like, she's really my mom, you know, as you know, is like, she's just a super happy, fun, really love
life of the party.
Person. Life of the party, guys. And she's not like a wild woman at all, but it's like, I wanted to see like, what would that sweet, sweet woman do if she actually was like, forget about being a mom, forget about being a wife, and just figure out like, who are you? Like, who are you as a person? And go and experience these things for the first time, and it's not too late, and all that kind of stuff. And it was just nice to be able to show that, and also show relationship with her daughter where like they weren't at odds.
Right.
Like, she maybe didn't love that her mom was going there at first, but like they still really loved each other. Cause so, I don't know, I think so often they always show like the daughter rolling her eyes and the mom being like just a horror show.
Yeah.
And I
was
like, that's not my relationship. It's not so many people I know have like awesome relationships with their parents, and so I thought, let's show that.
Yeah, because you could still love someone but be like, mom, shut up. Like,
yeah,
you can be like, maybe not here. Like, cool, go back to school, just don't do it here.
I love your collection of doggy cookie jars, but don't show my friends.
Yeah, it definitely made me think about like my mom. Like, as soon as I watched it, I was like, oh my god, like, what if my, because my mom is similar, where she likes to be around the fun. Anytime she comes to visit LA, she's always like, I feel so at home here. Like, and she loves to come to shows, and she just loves to be around the energy of like,
and do so much cocaine. She does so much cocaine.
Well, that's the one problem. That's the one thing I have to say. Mom, no. Bad pudding.
Nobody has better coke than your mom.
We all know that. We've read the message boards.
By the way, that audio is going to be isolated, and that's my new email alert. You saying no one has better coke than your mom.
Oh my God.
But she, but like, I was just like, God, her, like, and I think that's what a lot of, not just moms, but people are going to love is I love that you have that kind of deeper message in it, on top of it just, you know, being a great comedy. It's like that substance is just, it adds to the you know, you want to, if you can laugh at it, there's a good story attached to it, like there is.
There's a sweetness to this one. I think, like, you know, hopefully people will really, we always want, you want them to go to a movie and just kind of escape for an hour and a half, and this one has a real sweetness and kind of camaraderie that I think you don't always see. And in this particular day and age, I'm like, we could use a little bit of that. Like, not being cloying or cutesy, but I was like, it's okay to just be kind of like hopeful.
Yeah. And
we need it.
And it's okay to show people getting along and having a good time and people who love each other. It seems like every day right now we're just inundated with images of conflict, and it's like, it's nice to just kind of turn that off for a little bit.
I think so too. It was kind of a big, it was a big driving force for us with this one.
Well, you're the greatest, and and I love you for making time. And
right back at you.
I miss you. And where are you right now? In New York?
I'm in New York.
Oh, cool. Well,
exactly. I'm on Madison and 57th, guys. Madison and 57th.
Whoa. Go there now. You can get you can get an autograph. she'll be there next to the she'll be there next to the naked cowboy right there at Times Square.
That guy's not going anywhere. bring your squirrel paraphernalia.
Yeah, bring your squirrels and meet me in the park.
All right, you're the best. The movie looks amazing. Right. I'll see you soon.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
So that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.